It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich.
Put your dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's hit well, right field, way back, and it is gone into the bullpen. And the Orioles add two more with more clutch two-out hitting. This time, Anthony Santander out of the house.
If I have a sports up, it's Toucher and Rich. Once again, I don't know where that broadcast is from. That's obviously not the Nesson one. But, man, it really does. What is that? What is that, Dan?
I think it's called MASN. It stands for Mid-Atlantic Sports Network. It's out of the Baltimore area.
Is that what it sounded like on the field, or was that what they were jamming in? Because it sounds like
that might be there. Yeah,
that's hit well, right field, way back, and it is gone into the bullpen. And the Orioles add
like
two
that's,
more.
Like that's awful. And I don't remember hearing anything like that on the Sox broadcast. I don't like the fake noise. The din is fine, but I mean that just sounds. I mean, it sounds like a big, like a hornet's nest just got kicked, and they're all getting like absolutely bitten the hell out of each other. I don't know what's going on there. Or why somebody thought that would sound good, but then again, I don't know why anyone would have watched yesterday or Sunday's game after the way things turned out with pitchers that we can't figure. I mean, who's the pitching today? What's this guy's name? It's
Josh Osich.
Josh Osich, and then tomorrow is the guy by the name of Matt Hall.
I watched Matt Hall. He's a lefty. I know that.
So this is going to be an interesting season, man. And
they
signed
a guy who throws like 105 miles per hour recently. I forget his name. Maybe we can ask Chris.
What's his ERA?
Not good.
I'd like to know. It seems to be a thing.
He doesn't know where he's going to throw it. He doesn't know. You know, he can't hit the target, but he'll throw.
His name is Robert Stocks.
So this is going to be a tough so far, even though it's a short one. It's going to be interesting.
Isn't there a huge adjust for a bullpen guys? These, you know, because yesterday and with Ryan Weber going out there, he's a former bullpen guy, and I think Martin Perez
he's been a starter before.
Okay, but they're using guys that were bullpen guys as starters now.
Weber
that's a completely different mindset. Yeah. So
well. Yeah, well, Chris Cortillo, he covers the Red Sox for MassLive.com. We like having him on. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Please tell us, Chris, that losing a series to the lowly Baltimore Orioles isn't a look into what we're to expect for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I'm actually starting tonight. They just told me. So it's great news. No, I mean, it's obviously, you know, a tough start. Lose 2 out of 3 to a team that, you know, I might literally win 15 to 20 games this year is tough, obviously. I think, you know, the expectation was that you really have to win the games against the bad teams. That's clear. You beat up on Baltimore, Miami, Toronto when you face them because you don't have many games against horrible teams. You're going up against the Yankees and the Rays 20 times total. You play the Braves, the Nationals a lot. The Mets and the Phillies are good. So when you have that opportunity, especially at home, even if there are no fans, then you know, try to capitalize on that. But with this pitching staff, I mean, it's hard to see how they're going to get, you know, 27 outs a game. It was obviously, you know, Valdi pitched well on Friday night, and they were able to put up some runs. But in the last 2 days, we saw Perez and Weber be kind of the worst versions in the worst-case scenario. And now going even farther down the depth chart for today with Osich as an opener and Zach Godley coming in after him, and then Matt Hall tomorrow. So it's hard to see where this team's going to find the outs, like I said. And if the offense goes quiet or if guys struggle like we've seen from Benintendi and Devers in the first 2 days, they're really in trouble.
How concerned are you about the Rodriguez thing? Because it's weird. We're getting mixed messages. You know, he's saying that, you know, I'm not going to opt out and I feel like I'll be back. But anytime anyone mentions, you know, issues with the heart, that's pretty scary. So, like, what are you hearing and what's your feelings about Eddie Rodriguez this season?
Yeah, I think it's probably, in terms of baseball, it's probably the, you know, most serious complications we've seen from one of these cases. I don't think, you know, I've heard of a lot of other players being shut down afterwards, you know, once they started their comeback. I think the Red Sox are obviously being extremely cautious. And, you know, anything with the heart is serious. But they've kind of assured us over and over that it's, number one, it's really mild. And number two, the expectation fully is that he's going to pitch at some point this year. And the problem then becomes, you know, we're already 5% of the way through the season, through three games. So before he has, I mean, the longer he's out, the longer it's going to take to build up. And they're probably going to have to build him up if he comes back in the majors. So that's, you know, instead of going down to Pawtucket and throwing a three-inning simulated game, he's going to throw a three-inning start in a real major league game. And that's probably how they're going to have to do it. But obviously they're not going to you know, take any shortcuts with this because they want to keep him safe and keep him healthy. And that process is just going to have to play out. But without him, you know, beyond Eovaldi, it's just a disaster in the rotation. And, you know, it's crazy to think about. This is a team that's been built on the starting pitching the last few years. You think about, you know, Sale, Price, Porcello, Rodriguez, Eovaldi last year is a good rotation. Where you're relying on, you know, Rodriguez and Eovaldi coming into the year, you're 4-5, and now they're your 1-2. And there wasn't, they went out and signed Perez to a major league deal, but other than that, you know, didn't really replace the other guys they lost. So, but Rodriguez was going to be hugely important to this team. Right now, it's hard to see him coming back in the first half of the season, really. And obviously, his health comes first.
Hey, Chris, the last three games, just a few things stood out to me. I think Renicki's been, tinkering with the lineup a little too much. No Bogarts in game two, not going to the closer yesterday in a ninth inning. I thought that was interesting. And then the flip side of it, Verdugo looks good. I mean, he looks like a guy who, you know, he's young, he's got a weird batting stance, but he's electric. What's going on with Andrew Benintendi right now and some of the struggles with Rafael Devers as well?
Yeah, Verdugo, you know, on Saturday, kind of I wrote that it was the Alex Verdugo experience. You know, you got three hits out of him. He was, you know, running with reckless abandon around the bases and almost getting to an argument with the umpire, and then kind of had like this kind of funny, cocky at times post-game press conference with us. You know, he's a different player. He's a different type of guy and someone that, you know, would be, it's, I don't know how, you know, his game changes without fans. Clearly it didn't on Saturday, but the kind of guy that's really electric at the ballpark. You know, to me, I look at Alex Verdugo as the leadoff hitter for the Red Sox probably within the next week, especially if Benintendi keeps struggling. I think that makes a lot of sense. He's a guy who said he's going to try to steal a lot of bases this year because the Dodgers didn't want him to, and now he's kind of doesn't have the green light, I guess, and so he's coming out and saying he wants to do that, which is interesting. And this is such a make-or-break year for Benintendi because – you know, he had a down year last year. Now they have the outfield depth where in a short year, the leash is going to be short. So if Pilar is hitting, which he is, he had a homer yesterday and hit well on Friday night. Jackie Bradley has been really hot, and Verdugo, those three, you know, there's not a lot of time to waste by putting in guys who are not going to be productive. So we'll see exactly what happens with that. With Renicki, I think, yeah, there have been a couple questionable decisions going with Covey, that guy who they acquired from the Rays for a dollar last week.
Yeah.
Well, they acquired him for a dollar. So, yeah. They went with him instead of Brazier in a spot the other day on Saturday. And then there's been a couple plays that they haven't challenged that I think, you know, cost them a ton. So, yeah, I think it might be, you know, just kind of working out the kinks of being, you know, back in the managerial seat for the first time in 5 years. And obviously there's a lot of different rules to adjust to, but, It was not a reassuring weekend in any way, shape, or form after Friday night.
Hey, Chris.
Well, Chris, real quick, let me just – I'm sorry, Ted. Let me just interrupt because this is kind of breaking news.
Yeah.
So there was an issue yesterday with the Miami Marlins. Four of the players you know, were tested positive, and they ended up not leaving. I forget where they were playing, but they were going to fly back to Miami.
Philadelphia,
that's right. They ended up staying in Philadelphia overnight because they were waiting for a test to come back. You know, they obviously wanted to test everyone because if four players are infected, there's a chance that this could be a widespread outbreak. And Jeff Passan unfortunately just tweeted out what seems like a pretty close to a worst-case scenario. He said, 8 more players and 2 coaches with the Marlins have just tested positive for COVID-19 as an outbreak has spread throughout their clubhouse and brought the total cases to at least 14. That's according to him. It doesn't sound like they've obviously left. I don't know how you can leave with all those players who are currently infected unless
tonight's
they all stay in
everybody's too.
Oh, it is. Yeah, so it has been canceled. Okay. So, so what is the, Chris, what is the, like, what happens when this happens? Are those games just forfeited and because of the shortened season, or will they be replayed? Or, like, what happens when this happens? And we're 1 weekend into the season and you've already had an outbreak with the team.
Well, first of all, if there's some, I mean, there's nothing funny about the situation, but if the Major League Baseball season gets canceled over a Marlins-Orioles game being able to be unplayed, there's something there.
Oh, my God.
Where those are the two worst teams in the league. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, this is the worst-case scenario. My phone was just, as I was answering the last question, my phone was buzzing, and I was thinking over and over and over. And I was like, oh, it's 9 a.m., so they probably just canceled the season. That's why it's going off. But I think that's something that's possible. You know, they're going to have to – this is why these teams have the 30-man alternate site. You know, I think probably for the Marlins somewhere in Florida, they have the extra 30 players. And, you know, the thought is that they're going to keep the guys who are negative for COVID and probably fill out their roster with that. I would guess that's the first situation. But if you have 14 guys, that might be enough in the eyes of Major League Baseball, too.
Well, what about the stadium they just played, too? I mean, you would have to think that I mean, was there going to be a game there? Because, you know, they would have to obviously go in and clean it and do all of that. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's just there's a lot of dominoes that fall when something like this happens.
Right. I was thinking about that the other night. You know, Juan Soto tested positive, played in 2 exhibition games against the Orioles, and then the Orioles came to Fenway this weekend, and he was, you know, running the bases, talking to guys and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I was thinking from the Red Sox point of view, that could be a concern. Yeah, I mean, there's the huge domino effect, and this is the problem with going city to city and not being in a bubble, not being in 1 or 2 cities. You know, the Marlins were in Philly, I think, and so whoever the Phillies now, all of, obviously they're going to be tested anyway, but they're probably nervous. Whoever they play next is going to be, you know, in jeopardy. So there is this domino effect if these teams are moving around every 2 or 3 days. So, yeah, this is not a good sign 4 or 5 days in. You know, I wouldn't say that a suspension of the season is imminent, but if a team is deemed that they can't compete, you know, maybe Major League Baseball looks into it. We'll see. I mean, this is happening, you know, in real time and unprecedented, so it's hard to really see. But, you know, when games are getting canceled, charter flights are being grounded, and you have 14 guys on one roster, it's tough to see how the operation will keep going on.
Wow. Well, Chris Cotillo from Mass Live, we appreciate you coming on with us. And this is going to be wild to watch because, I mean, as I said, we're a weekend in and they've already had their first game cancellation. And I'll tell you who's watching this right now. That's the NFL because we've learned that everyone's trying to figure out whether or not sports can work outside of a bubble. Cross your fingers. Things seem to be working well with the NBA. With the MLS, it worked out fine. Hopefully with, you know, the fact that the NHL is playing in Canada helps as well, and they're also in a bubble. But, I mean, if you get any more cancellations, you know, the NFL's got to be panicking if they see that. So, right. I mean, this is going to be wild to watch. All right, Chris, I appreciate you calling in. We'll check in with you again in a little bit as well. Hopefully things will work themselves out we won't have too many more of these. All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. That's nuts.
We should discuss this because I'm telling you, man, I think Major League Baseball is going to make them play with their reserve players. And the season goes, because I'll tell you, if they shut it down, Rich, not good for the NFL. The controlled environment seems to be the best way it works. Baseball doesn't have it, and the NFL certainly doesn't have it.
All right, 617-779-0985. We'll get to all of that right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed That's $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich. Well, we got baseball's biggest fear unfolding on us right now at the worst time. So the first game of the season has been canceled due to a COVID outbreak with the Miami Marlins. So over the weekend, before yesterday's game, there were four starters who ended up getting tested positive for COVID-19. They played the game anyway, and not with those players. They were removed. But everyone else on the team was tested, but those tests take a full day pretty much to get back. The team ended up playing, and now they decided after the game that they were going to stick around that night and wait for the test to come back before they left Philadelphia, and we're going to fly back this morning and play the game later on tonight. Jeff Passan, unfortunately, just a few minutes ago tweeted this. He said, 8 more players and 2 coaches within the Miami Marlins have tested positive for COVID-19 as an outbreak has spread throughout their clubhouse and brought the total cases to 14. And he goes on to say that tonight's game has been canceled and the team is going to remain in Philadelphia and continue to undergo testing. Once again, this is 5 days into the season.
Yeah.
You're 5 days into the season after the first series, and now there's questions about what you do with the stadium in Philadelphia. They're going to have to obviously clean that down. I don't know if there's a game there tonight. Is there? Is Philadelphia at home again tonight? Because if that's the case, if you're the visiting team, you're obviously putting the brakes on as well, and we don't know how big how long these dominoes continue to fall. But there's a couple things here. First of all, this is just, it's obviously bad news. At the worst time, at the beginning of the season, this happens. The second thing is, if you're the NFL, you're looking at this right now, and you're like, we can't have this happen. And, the NBA is in a bubble. The NHL is in a bubble. MLS is in a bubble. From everything that we've been seeing, all of these things, we don't know really the NHL yet, but all the bubble things seem to be working. But if you've got right out of the box games already being canceled, the NFL might have to seriously consider some sort of contingency plan.
Yeah, they better hurry up, Rich.
We were just talking about it off the air.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how you do that.
I don't know how they can do that, man. The biggest thing is, where would they practice?
It takes months to do this.
Like, let's just hypothetically say, okay, all indoor stadiums are now going to be a bubble. But where do they practice? Are they going to travel from New England to
too many players.
Atlanta on a Friday and quarantine everyone Oh man,
I don't know how you handle it. I don't. But I'm just saying that the NFL, if they see this. Once again, this is 5 days in, and you've already got a team that's got an outbreak. Now, there was an article that came out last night from Ken Rosenthal, who is one of the better baseball writers. And I love him ever since he called out Johnny Gomes for asking him to ask him a douchey question at the World Series. That was phenomenal. I'll forever like Ken Rosenthal, even though he has goofy bow ties and stuff. But he wrote an article called, Why Did the Marlins Play Baseball on Sunday? He said, multiple sources confirm the Marlins played despite having three players learn Sunday they've tested positive for COVID-19 just 2 days after a fourth player learned of a positive test on Friday. Two infectious disease specialists told The Athletic on Sunday that those positive tests fit the definition of a, quote, clear outbreak of the virus within their team. But sources said those tests were not enough for either Major League Baseball or the club itself to give serious consideration to postponing the game. Marlins manager Don Mattingly said his team, quote, never really considered not playing. They said the club's most respected veteran, shortstop Miguel Rojas, told the media afterwards that all 30 players discussed the situation Sunday morning, but said not playing was, quote, never our mentality. They said, yet that reasoning raised major questions from two infectious disease specialists. They said, quote, I think that by any definition, this is an outbreak. This is a guy who works at UC Berkeley. He said, an outbreak on a team means that the team needs to close down. He said, earlier in summer camp, if you didn't have test results, you didn't practice. They said, so to have four positive test results and then just play a game without finding the results, the rest seems totally unhinged with that or unaligned. They said, number one is if they're talking about why it was so wrong for the players to not be concerned. They said, number one is if I get a negative test result back today, that doesn't mean that I'm negative and not infectious right now. It means I was negative or not infectious when I got that test. If that was yesterday, it just means I wasn't infectious yesterday. They said, the other team is that this thing can take several days to show itself, by which I mean you don't test positive immediately after you've been exposed. You test positive 3, 5, 7 days after you've been exposed. So it's possible that some of these players or staff are incubating the infection right now and could turn up positive when they get the results back from another round of testing in a couple of days. Well, for these guys, they didn't have to wait. It was the very next day. And one of the guys says they've got 10% or more of their entire traveling positive. That suggests that there's a high probability that more people are going to end up testing positive. And boy, were they right. What a disaster.
Yep.
So what does baseball do? What does football do? What do they do at this point?
Well, I'll tell you this. I think what they have to do is use the reserve players because that's why they put them there. I think the Marlins have to cancel tonight's game, try to field the players that they actually can and the coaches that they can, and try to get them to the next stop. And what are they playing on, Baltimore?
No. I understand the reserve thing. I understand that. Like, I mean, if you can remove the sick players and all that, I understand. But, I mean, do they – but how long do you now have to wait? You know what I mean? Because they played this game. They removed the players.
Weeks, right?
They did everything. They did everything we're told you're supposed to do. The players who were infected were removed. They tested. Here's what's going to happen is you're now going to have to cancel a game while you wait that full day after somebody gets an infection to get the test back. Because it's no longer going to be a thing. Baseball is going to come out and say, we can't just say they've taken the test and not getting the results back and put them out on the field. You know what
I
mean?
Right, right. You have to cancel the next game.
Yep.
So they're going to have to take now a game off. If there is a positive test of someone who was on the team who played with the team, and that's not just their team. If they have to test the other team that they were playing, if they were in contact with
the Yankees are coming in tonight to Philadelphia.
So think about that. So you're going to have, I mean, if this guy, let's say he was, he got on base. Everybody who, I mean, maybe not if you're in the outfield, maybe not. But if you were on the, if you were first base, second base, shortstop there, if you came in contact with this guy, if you're on the other team, you're not only going to have to take a test, but you're going to have to not play the next game and take a day off before you can play. So that means there's just going to be anytime anyone gets a test, that team can't play the next night. That's insane.
And these games aren't postponed; they're being canceled, right? I mean, they're not playing them again. So how's that going to affect the overall standings?
It said canceled. Yep.
Not
postponed.
I mean,
it's been canceled, and there's not a lot of time to make up these games. You know what I mean? There's not like look at how condensed everything is. So if you're the NFL. Right now, you're taking a look at this and going, how do we make this work without being in a bubble? How do we make it work to where we can actually travel and do this? I mean, do you...
But think about the hot spots. Like, Texas could be a good idea. No. Like, you can't do that. Miami? No. Florida? No. Arizona? No.
This was in Philly, though. Now,
no, I know.
Were they?
Right.
And they had been there for a couple of days. So... I mean, who knows if they came from Miami and brought it with them and it just took a while to incubate. But I think it's more than that. I think they might have to look at a way of having players stay in the same place for a period of time.
Yep.
Like maybe you do
like your own bubble. They can't go home at night. They can't. You can't allow them outside of a facility you designate close to the stadium. Like because
you can't
trust
do
guys.
That, Ted.
I know.
But
I know.
You can't.
I know you can't.
For
I know you can't.
17 weeks. You know that.
I know. And it's, but it's too late to put contingency plans in too, though, Rich. I mean, how
it's
can
not,
you,
well, they have to? They're going to have to if they want a season. That's the
thing. We talked to Burt Prier on Friday, and they can still move the season back 4 weeks because of the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But, now until mid-September, October 1st.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen with that?
Yeah. So, I mean, is the NFL, I mean, can they realistically put half the teams in one spot and the other half in another spot like the NHL's
like
doing?
Offense on one side. I don't know.
And a facility that can, you know, handle, you know, 16 football teams practicing and using their facilities and has hotels and where there's a stadium that you can play in. As well, I just think it would be a daunting task at this point.
The other flip side of it is, I mean, again, I think baseball needs to continue, use the reserve thing. The NFL needs to come up with something. Because, listen, it worked for other, like, players across the country. Like, soccer was able to do outside, not a bubble situation. I understand.
Well, MLS was in a bubble.
No, I'm saying MLS like other teams across the country, like Premier League, all these other, they were able to do it with outside. I don't know if they were in a bubble.
I don't know if it was a controlled
atmosphere.
Comparing what's going on in Germany to here, like Bundesliga, I mean, their numbers are tiny. That's the difference.
Yeah.
And by the way, Bundesliga was very strict, very strict about those guys, like almost militaristic. So, I mean.
But don't you feel like the NFL news?
This sucks.
The NFL has been kind of cavalier about this whole thing. In fact, that they just came to terms with the NFLPA on protocols for testing. A few days before, you know, guys were to report. It just shows that I don't feel like they're really taking it that serious. The NFL's like, hey, COVID, please go screw. We got football to play.
Another thing, Ted and I were talking about. They went from 90 to 80 players on the roster. Obviously, so there wouldn't be as many people, but like you probably need more people.
Don't you need more guys? And you're cutting your roster down 10 players before they even report to camp. Don't you need more bodies?
I don't know, man. I think the league might be canceled today. I don't think this is just one game.
I don't know about that. I think that they're going to try to figure something out. It might be put on pause, but I don't think it's going to be.
Not canceled. I mean, they might stop games today. I don't know. I would love to see it continue. Try to come up with a contingency plan for what's going to happen with the Miami Marlins and that active roster that they have.
I don't think there's any need to discontinue.
No, I hope not, man.
But if this happens on another team, there's an outbreak, right. You got to cancel games. I think it compromises
one more,
the whole season.
Toast. Yeah, yeah. If one more happens within the next like 48 hours.
What if
hours?
It's the Phillies who are hosting the Yankees, and then the Yankees, then Phillies go to New York. Oh, and then the Red Sox go there. And then the Red Sox go to Tampa Bay after that series. Like, I don't know if Florida is a place people should be traveling to right now.
All right. Well, let's obviously hope the best that the NFL can figure out something. And obviously with baseball, they're in a weird spot. So we'll see what happens. Jeez, not what I wanted this morning.
Definitely
but,
not.
Well, at least you still got the NBA in their bubble, as long as Lou Williams doesn't bust in there.
Yeah.
Coming straight from Magic City.
Magic
at least
City
they caught that. Thank goodness for social media. All right. 617-779-0985. Here's Joe Murray's headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, well, first off, I hope everybody is okay. You know, Jesse and I have been told there are some symptomatic cases with the Marlins at this point, and so I hope that they get healthy as soon as possible. But Major League Baseball has a big decision to make right now, and that decision is, are they going to continue the 2020 season, and what is the cost of doing so? And beyond that, just how comfortable are the people who are involved, are the people who are playing the games in doing so? And how far are they willing to go to play baseball in 2020?
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 The Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. That is Jeff Passan. And it's pretty bad. Pretty bad stuff though right now is going on with baseball. I mean, now I'm thinking about the implications of all this. So Jeff Passan came out this morning. If you didn't hear yesterday, there were four players on the Marlins who had tested positive for COVID. They were removed from the game. Everyone else was tested, but while they're waiting for test results, they let the team play. They play their game, but they say, hey, you know what, just to wait, we don't want to get on a plane until we get our test results back, so we're going to spend the night here in Philadelphia before we go back to Florida, the anus of all things COVID. And so as they were waiting, we find out this morning, according to Jeff Passan, eight more players and two coaches within the Miami Marlins tested positive, as an outbreak has spread throughout their clubhouse and has brought the total cases to 14 within the team. On top of that, because of this, the Marlins game tonight in Miami against the Orioles has been canceled. The team is still in Philadelphia. Now, there's so many things to think about with this. There's so many dominoes to fall. And how do you handle this? It's canceled. It doesn't seem like it's going to be rescheduled. When's this going to happen? We're learning more about how the Marlins handled all of this. And it's pretty weird. Like, Rosenthal wrote an article last night about how he didn't believe that they should have played because there could be this. Because this could happen. You could end up having 14 people total, 10 more, end up getting infected, which could everything completely off. Just removing someone isn't enough if everyone else hasn't been tested. So, you know, that game's been canceled. Right now, apparently, Philadelphia, the players on the Phillies, because this actually affects a bunch of teams.
They play the Yankees tonight. Philadelphia. That game can't happen tonight.
Yeah. So the Yankees are coming to Philly, and the Yankees reportedly are concerned about going to the stadium now. The Phillies, obviously, they're all getting tested. And, you know, it's obviously, and if you're a member of the Orioles, you know, you're thinking about this too. So there's all of that. Who knows what's going to happen to that? But I texted during this. I texted because I was thinking about if you're an owner in the NFL, you're watching this, because what we're learning right now is it seems like if you're in a bubble, sports can really work. MLS, I mean, it's been great. Like since they first started, it's been week after week after week after week after week of negative tests. Like, and they're all staying in like these hotels that are all together. It seems to be working. The NBA, we got that great news last week. Then in their second week, nobody tested positive. Awesome. Hopefully hockey is going to be the same way. In places where they've closed down things in other countries, it's worked. It doesn't seem like, unless you're in a bubble, it doesn't seem like it could work. So I texted Bert and I said, is there a possible way to pull off an NFL season if you have to limit travel? And Bert said, no, too many people. You'd have like 2,500 people in a bubble. Yeah. And he said, and then guys get injured. How does that work? And he said, football can't be in a bubble. And I was like, well, what about two bubbles or four bubbles? And you altered the schedules to where you would divide the league into almost like fourths, and you would have to play whatever team is in your quarter bubble. I know that sounds insane because Ted Johnson, you know, this is a long season. You know, unlike hockey and basketball, these are just the playoffs. Now, it could be up to 3 months, which is a long time. But, I mean, that's not for every team. You know, some teams will be out within a month and a half. And you know, football would be essentially from – right about now or as soon as they can until what could be February if you have a Super Bowl. It just seems like it can't. It can't be done.
I guess
unless you do it in a bubble.
I was gonna say, like Ted, have you talked to any guys? Like, what would be your thoughts if you were playing now? Would you be concerned? Would you consider opting out? Obviously, we know football and those non-guaranteed contracts, yeah. But like, the Chiefs guard just basically said he's not gonna play this year. A really good player.
Yeah, because he was on. I think he did some work in hospitals.
He's helping,
he saw it on the front lines. Look, my feeling is you're not gonna see players opt out. And I don't know what the opt out agreement came to. I don't know what they're saying about that, but the NFL players aren't going to opt out because they don't want that to reflect on them in the future. If they're sitting out, then they're worried that their job and their future would certainly be on the line. And one thing about the difference between the NBA and the NFL, I mean, they're not in bubbles, both leagues. The one thing I would be, to me, it should be very, very scary for the NFL because, you know, baseball, it's a more of a plug and play kind of game. You know, if your right fielder's out, okay, you plug him in with another right fielder. He doesn't have to learn, you know, the scheme. He doesn't have to learn the plays. I mean, it's pretty much, you know, it's pretty much a uniform kind of understanding of how to play baseball. Football, each, you know, team has so much to learn. And so just to bring a guy in, a reserve, you know, to fill in for a guy that's got COVID, that it could be such an ugly product. It could be where you feel like the championship is going to be compromised. The league will be compromised if too many teams have too many key players being, you know, missing and having to fill in with reserves who are just learning the system, you know, for the first time, you know, in the middle of the season.
All right, Ted, what do you think if the NFL – had to figure out a contingency, because it sounds to me like the only way to do sports successfully during what's happening on America, the bubble. What do you think the players would agree to, as far as the longest length that they'd play in a bubble? Would you say, what if it was a half season? If there was an 8-game season, do you think that the players, because once again, they're not getting paid if there's not a season.
Yes. Guys want to get paid.
Would you just play your division? Like, how would you do that?
Well, see, you would have to alter that as well. Like, you would have to, like, you'd either, I was thinking either 2 bubbles or 4 bubbles. And, you know, whatever teams that are there in that bubble would be the ones you would play. And 2 bubbles would not be.
Yeah, because.
So probably 4 bubbles is realistic.
Right.
So let's say you had 4 bubbles where they could stay, 4 different cities. Hopefully not one in Florida. But, you know, you've got 4, although the bubble down there works and with the NBA. Do you think that the players would agree to an 8-game season?
If it was like
they
no
have
season,
to.
No
the
season
NBA,
versus
the
18
to in 3 months.
Of course, of course they'd agree to it. Players, it's a total different mentality. They're worried about, you know, players will, because they got to get paid. They got to get paid, and so they'll play whatever you put in front of them. They're going to play. They're not going to opt out. No way, because they don't want it used against them later. And they don't want to miss on getting that chatter. So they will do whatever it is the NFL comes with. I don't think the NFLPA, of all the major sports leagues, maybe other than hockey, I mean, it was about as smooth of a negotiation as we've seen, comparatively speaking, to the NBA and to Major League Baseball. The NFL and the NFL Players Association came to what I thought was a pretty kind of easy agreement, and everybody was on board. And the players are going to be open to what the NFL wants to do because – They usually are, because they want to get paid and they don't have guaranteed contracts. And so, and it's such a short career span. Guys will be more willing to take risks in the NFL than I think of any of the other sports.
All right. So here's what I think is going to happen, because it's going to end up where we're going to find out that you have to play. I don't know about baseball. I'm actually concerned about football right now. I think that they're going to have to shorten the season maybe to 10 games. And there's going to be 4 different bubbles, and you're going to have to alter the schedule as well and make it so you play the teams that are in your bubble. I think that's the only way it could work. And by the way, it's not an awful idea.
I think you're talking – then you're talking about, you know, the first game probably going into October, because this is going to take time.
A 10-week schedule would start you in October, and I think that
they're reporting today. So, I mean, they might not play football for 3 months.
It's July. It's July. You know, I understand, but it will take time to get together. Months. But you can't do it otherwise. You know, that's the thing is you can't do that otherwise. You're not going to be able to.
And you think what's happening with the Marlins and in Major League Baseball is kind of the proof to that?
Days into the season this happened. The first outbreak.
Right,
it's affected everything. I mean, listen, hopefully, it would be great if this was a one-off thing, but I mean, every sport that's done in a bubble seems to be working.
Right.
The ones that aren't, this is our first taste of it. Like, we're seeing it.
And it
failed immediately and fell on
its
face.
You're absolutely right. And not only did 8 Marlins players get test positive, but 2 coaches. Can you imagine, like, if coaches get coronavirus? Like, it's not like you have reserve coaches, you know, waiting in the wings to come in and coach your offensive line or your secondary. That's another thing to look at is what if these coaches start getting sick? I mean, it could really, really compromise a team's opportunity to win football games with any real success.
Rich, guys, I just got a text from a former athlete, and they mentioned maybe something that's good is that the NFL just plays 1 game a week. Maybe they can control it a little bit more with the fact that it's just 1 game. I know there's Thursday's games. I know there's Monday night football games. But
what about all the practice between the preparation?
I think they're going to have to bubble those guys. They might have to. Like, they're going to have to do something, man.
You're going to have to bring in.
But the travel once a week, I think, is easier than baseball's every, 2-3 days.
No, I get it. I get it, but if you test positive,
it doesn't matter. It's about having to trust these guys from not coming in contact with others. And that's a lot of people that you have to that your season relies on, which makes, you know, it's a pain in the ass, but I think they're going to have to do that. But all right, 617-779-0985. Let's go to Eric. What's up, Eric? You're on the show.
Hey, guys. So the bubble philosophy is obviously the best way to do it. All these teams across all the sports have money. They need on-site testing. Convert a space to a testing facility. And not for nothing, other countries like Germany, like, people just do what they're supposed to do. You know, they recycle. They wear masks. They do what they're supposed to do. And P.S., Joe West should be the new Clark's Wolfman.
Clark's Trading Post, yes.
Yeah, that's right. All right. But, you know, they do have, I mean, they have on-site testing, but the testing isn't fast enough. You know, that's the thing, is that they have a day delay, and they test every other day in baseball, and that's another reason why they kind of got caught, you know, with their pants down during all of this.
I'd love to know if the NFL even kind of considered the bubble option, and if they did, why did they decide to go away from it? Is it they felt like they were going to miss out on, you know, the gate, you know, and making money?
Oh, the NFL? Oh, you couldn't do it. I mean, and Bert's right. I mean, if the whole plan was to have, because originally when people were thinking about this, they're thinking of one big bubble. And as Bert said, that's 2,500 people in one place for an entire season.
Right.
That's not realistic.
It is not.
But 4 bubbles
for
10 weeks is realistic. That's something that we've seen. These players are willing to give up to 3 months of their lives in order to get paid and play their sport. And you're going to have, obviously, some players, like in the NBA, not playing, but the majority of them will play. But we're starting to find out that you can't, the traveling and all that stuff just isn't going to work. So if you're the NFL right now,
college football might be in more jeopardy than NFL
easily,
right now.
Easily.
There's already school. I mean, there's already schools saying that they're not going to have students there.
They don't have the adequate testing, the money to get all the adequate
testing. They're kids, too. I mean,
and their kids, right.
You know,
and they're watching what's happening with the NFL, and maybe, I think, kind of waiting and seeing what's going on there before they really decide. But, I mean, time's running out, man. To me, I think you got to kind of have this stuff figured out. And it's, we're already almost into August. So.
Well, let's be honest, too. An NFL bubble? Oh, you thought the NBA bubble was entertaining.
wait till you find
out the stuff that's going on there.
It's like the Canadians in the Olympic Village, man. It'd be chaos.
It'd be like, remember the Titans, just everybody eating lunch in one room?
Yeah. You know? It'd be crazy, man.
Right? There's going to be a lot of anger.
Oh, man. You know, a lot of frustration.
a lot of frustration. A lot of sneaking. And just the sheer multitude of players, just the amount, the chances of people, you know, like Lou Williams sneaking out and trying to get chicken wings at Magic City and play places like that. I mean, all of these bubbles should be right, like in a place like, you know, Medicine Hat. If you can go up to Canada, like, right. Although they won't let you up there. Like, in the if somehow there were a football stadium in like the Nome, Alaska, just like somewhere just way so far away from everyone and away from temptation. But I bet right now that's a conversation that's happening. I bet that there's owners, because they're freaking out when they see this. And they're sitting around and they're probably going, well, we got to have some sort of break glass if there's an emergency contingency plan. And that seems to be the only thing that would work. Get four bubbles, put them all around the country. You limit the schedule. You make it a 10-week, like a 10 to 12-week season. And they all live together, because other than that, it's not going to work. And it seems to be a quick answer to that question. The big, hey, well, you know, how's this all going to go down? We found out 3 days into the season that it just doesn't work.
If there's no college football, NFL may be able to capitalize on a Saturday, and possibly maybe they'll play games on Saturdays and Sundays with in a bubble. You know, keep teams in a bubble, four on Saturday, four on Sunday. And I mean, I don't know how they'll practice during the week, but and who knows? There's London out there. I don't know if they're not going to play international games this year. They
already
said,
so. Definitely not. No. They're not going to do any of that stuff. So, all right.
Oh man, this is like. Listen, we were all happy baseball's back. Remember,
dude,
we got to be better.
Hey. That's right, be better. Like, I was the best food. I mean, everything was, you know, working. As bad as the Red Sox were playing, I was talking about how nice it was to have it on TV. And here comes the Miami Marlins. Thank you, Florida. Thanks, Florida. You did it again. It ruins everything for everyone. And now, although if in the end we might get an NFL season, if they're in these bubbles, I mean, it's going to be crazy entertaining. I will say that. Like, if they can figure this out and make them play in the bubble for, you know, with four different ones where they're all together, at least that part would be great. And you know, and it'll probably keep everyone safer, and it'll work, and we'll get our sports. But until they can figure out a way, oh my goodness, this is going to be a strange month or so. Teddy J, if you were a player, you've got to be kind of stroking your chin right now.
Well, it'd be unnerving, because we are creatures of habit. We kind of know how everything's gone, and so for this to be so much of you know, so many things up in the air at this point, it's a little bit unnerving for a player right now, because you just have no idea what is going to happen. The comfort I would find in it is knowing that the other guys, my competition, other guys on the schedule that I don't have to play, are going through the exact same thing. So
sure.
we're all dealing with the exact same thing. It's not one team is and the other team isn't.
Just like the NBA. All right. Well, Ted Johnson, awesome. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Pleasure,
truly
buddy.
Appreciate it. As always, Mr. Joe Murray.
See you tomorrow. I believe Adam Jones.
Even Joe Murray sitting there.
Adam Jones, who is a major part of the Tom Caron, Big Jim Murray Twitter fight this weekend.
Right.
Put out one of the best tweets of the day. They called him Mom Karen. Yeah, be better. So. All right, so we'll be back with them. And it's going to be an interesting day to watch and find out how this all pans out with baseball. And I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that. All right. Coming up, Bertrand and Hardy. Zoe's back. Hell yes. All right, well, everybody in Joe Zolak, Bertrand, Hardy, and everyone else. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.